Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Tonight's guest combines a love for words in the short story she writes and an ability to illustrate them with the images she creates. One of author and illustrator Ramona First's latest project was to provide the illustrations for Alberta author Bobby Jr.'s book, When the Bow Breaks. Ramona's on the phone with us from her North Bay, Ontario home office to talk about her work. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Meet Me Here from the So Shall We Love, Songs of Worship and Faith CD by Alan Matthews. Now to our conversation with Ramona First. Good evening, Ramona.
Good evening.
Now, for those out there who aren't familiar with your work in that, can you give our listeners a little bit of background about you? When did you develop your love for writing?
I think my mother was probably the most significant role model in my spiritual life, writing, and as an artist. She was the one who introduced me to the great authors, and she herself, during their time on the mission field, wrote children's stories. And as she wrote, she would hand me a pencil and say, "See what you can do."
Mm-hmm. So did you grow up on the mission field then?
I did. I was born and raised in the Central African Republic.
Okay. Where did the love for illustration come from then?
Again, I'd have to say my mother. When my parents met in Biola College, both of them were separately thinking about the mission field, but she did at one point have an opportunity to have an art scholarship to pursue her love of art. And she felt that God had called her to China and gave up the scholarship. She didn't get to China. She ended up marrying my father and going to Africa. But when she became very ill and we had to come back to North America, she started to draw on her own. And then in the 60s, met some really incredible artists, big names, or two of them. I don't know if you know your Canadian art, but Doris McCarthy, a friend and artist with the Group of Seven, and June Dretz was an art teacher. And for 37 years, she started to really seriously pursue her art.
Mm-hmm. And how did that rub off on you?
Well, during the times when my mother would say, "I'm going away," to my art group's week away, I started to draw, and I would hand my mother some of my artwork, or I would mail some to Doris McCarthy and June Dretz. And of course, at that point, I really didn't take note of who they were and why they would why it would be unusual for them to even respond to a young daughter. And I have still to this day notes from June Dretz, who would say, "This is good, I would suggest you do that." And it was through Doris McCarthy and June Dretz that made me really take notice. But I didn't want to compete with my mother, and so I kind of backed off a bit. Mm-hmm. And when she died, it was the encouragement of her art group that made me pursue it even more seriously.
Well, did you, in both your writing and your art, did you then pursue it in education?
It was interesting. I had, after I went into a different field of working with the terminally ill, spoke to a well-known artist and friend of my mother's, Nancy Jackson, who did lithographs and did the artwork for Graham Greene. And I said, "I'm considering going back to school and getting my degree in fine arts." And she challenged me, because I said, "I'm a self-taught artist, you know, would it make me more credible as an artist and painter if I went back?" And she said, "Why do you draw and paint?" And I paused and realized that I needed to check this out spiritually. Was I doing it for knowledge and recognition, or was I wanting to pursue my love of art in a way that would bring glory to God? And I thought, if I'm only wanting to put a title before my name and to get people to pat me on the back, then I would have to really check that out. Mm-hmm. And so I said, "No, I think that I will continue drawing and asking help and learning in other ways, and along the way, if I can improve and use my art in a way that would glorify God, then that's how I do it." And so I really never looked back, and it seemed as if once I made that decision and started to say yes to people's commissions and projects, doors opened, and I seemed to be really more at peace with that decision.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to your writing, because I want to explore your art a little bit later after the break, as we talk about one of the latest projects you've done. You seem to be your choice of writing has been in the short story genre, and that what has led you to that particular genre?
I have a real love of love. My time is spent in intercession, and being a part of the Word Guild and getting to know them, Sue Careless, if I have to back up a bit, yep. Sue Careless, a friend and a senior editor of the Anglican Planet, was the one who suggested over 10 years ago that I attend a Word Guild conference. And as I was thinking, okay, I want to pursue my writing, and what can I bring for them to critique and improve my work, I realized that my time spent with art and writing was at the cottage, when I use my reflections during my time out of doors and as devotionals. So I thought, okay, I'll work on a devotional segments. Ideas of novels are great, and I'm interested, but I'll pursue my reflective, prayerful time at the cottage. And the devotional stories came, and I went to the Word Guild and presented some of my short stories, nonfiction, and was really encouraged by the workshop leaders and the critiquing that I got. Mm-hmm. And it was because of that that I then started submitting them in competitions.
Well, what I want to do is I want to take a quick break, and then we're going to continue our conversation with writer and illustrator Ramona First. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
I am not my fear. I am not my failure. You tell me that I am a child of grace, forgiven. You are not asleep. You have not forsaken me. Ever present help, oh God, I'll trust in you alone. I'm broken and I am weak, but in emptiness I'm complete. There is no sorrow deep enough to pull me from your love. And you see it all. You are the living one. And your story is not done. Oh, your story, you're making me.
You're writing on my heart. You're clothing me with kindness. Finishing the work of your own hands with mercy and light. Your promises endure. You make beauty out of ashes. Filling up the canyon in my soul with songs in the night. I'm broken and I am weak, but in emptiness I'm complete. There is no sorrow deep enough to pour me from your.
Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Story from Stratford, Ontario singer-songwriter Ally Matthews' So Shall We Love, Songs of Worship and Faith CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Ramona First. Ramona, we were talking earlier about the different projects and art and that, and you talked about how you started getting connecting with people and doing projects and that. One of the latest projects you've done is the illustrations for Bobby Jr.'s book, When the Bough Breaks. How did that all come about? How did you connect with Bobby and become involved with his project?
Again, it all began with my going to a write conference where I met Glynis Belsick, who is manning the conferences or helping to man the conferences bookstore. And one particular table, I leafed through a book, and the book was published under Angel Hope Publishing. A year later, at another write conference, Glynis saw that I was selling some of my watercolors that I had made into cards. And enthusiastically, as always, she came over and asked if she could buy some, and told me that there was another organization out west, Inscribed Christian Writers Fellowship, that she was a member of. And like the Word Guild, their members are Canadian. So in the fall of 2013, if I'm not mistaken, after Inscribe's conference, I heard from one of their new members named Bobby Jr. And what had happened was that Glynis had stayed with her during Inscribe's conference and left a thank you note card with my signature on the back. And because of Glynis, Bobby placed an order of cards, and we began to keep in touch on a regular basis. And I think when I checked with Bobby, it was the spring of 2015 when Bobby went to a creative nonfiction conference in Victoria to present a publisher her manuscript titled When the Bow Breaks. And hearing a no from the publisher in Victoria, Bobby decided to serialize her story online, and then in the process asked me if I would collaborate with her as an illustrator if Angel Hope Publishing would agree to publish it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, didn't I see that logo once before?
Yeah.
And that's how it all started.
Yeah, I've had a chance to connect with Glynis on a couple of the projects she's done in the last little while. So looking at all of that, how did that whole process work in terms of illustration and story? Did you get a chance to read the stories, the chapters that were being put out before you did the illustrations, or did Bobby just say, this is what this particular segment's going to be about in the serialization, this is the type of illustration I'm looking for? How did all of that work?
At the beginning, before I even knew that she was going to Victoria for a conference and to, you know, present to a publisher her manuscript, she asked me to read it, and then I did. And she said, how do you feel about doing some illustrations? And I said, that's great. And we left it at that, and I reread it. And when I heard that she was going to be going to the conference, I said to her, it would be really nice if you could have a dummy, you know, your illustrations with the line of your first chapter, and then present it to him and see what happens. And then I began to think of how could I best help her. I would read a chapter and pray about what is one line in the chapter that hits me, speaks to me. And once I prayed over each chapter, I would think of the line, and then I would do a sketch that would, and then once I did that, I would send it off to Bobby, and I would say, Bobby, this is the chapter, this is a line in the chapter that struck a chord, and this is what I drew. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, that's great. Most of the times it seemed that the Holy Spirit just really connected us as far as what I saw and what she wanted. And then she said, I have to be in BC by this particular date. And she said, do you think you can have them all together and put them together and so I could present it? And I said, okay. So one by one, the chapters would be read, prayed over, then a line would come. I would do a sketch, scan it, and send it to her, and she would make her comments. And fortunately, even without too many days missing, we were able to get it to her to see and then take with her to the conference in Victoria.
Now that seems a little bit unusual, because from what I understand in the industry, it's usually the publisher who chooses the illustrator. And often writers and illustrators never really connect other than through what's happened with the publisher.
Yes, I would say this definitely is a story of what for doing everything out of the box, yeah. Because not only was Bobby being willing to take a chance on an unknown artist, she had faith and she appreciated our friendship in Christ, and not only was she trusting God in the decision making, but when she asked Glynis if she would publish, again, it was a confirmation, because Glynis was gracious and kind enough to say, if you want Ramona, then that's okay with me. And these are, as you say, these are decisions that normally don't happen. And the fact right. that we all continued from the very beginning of the discussion to the ongoing process of, you know, doing the art and, you know, checking to see if anybody had opinions and if there was a a difference of opinion. It was all done with such kindness and professionalism that I can say for myself that it was a pleasure, and was very sad when the process was over. Mm-hmm. But it really was done in unity and with such overall grace and kindness.
Mm-hmm. Well, I need to take one final break, and when we do, we'll come back and finish our conversation with writer and illustrator Ramona First. I'm your host, Robert White, and you listen to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Run on either side, and my shadow in the fading light stretching out towards the night. Cause the sun is low, and I yet have still so.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Guiding Light from So Shall We Love, Songs of Faith, Worship and Faith, CD by Allie Matthews. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with writer and illustrator Ramona First. Just quickly, we've got a couple of minutes left. Can you give us a little bit of an idea of what When the Bough Breaks is about?
When the Bough Breaks is about Bobby's Junior's journey with her husband through the birth and death of their first child. What is singularly significant is that the time frame that they had with their baby, and the grieving, the knowledge that your child is not going to live, and the time that you have before your child dies is incredibly difficult and bittersweet. It's a crash course of anticipatory death and how you then proceed with life after the fact and the lessons learned. Mm-hmm. It's a powerful book, and what else do you want to know?
Well, I guess there's two things. Is When the Bough Breaks, the actual hard copy book was just released before Christmas, and the installments, the serialization was done prior to that online. What's been the reaction to it so far?
I remember Bobby when they were begun online by saying, "Oh, Ramona, there are 20 or 30 people making comments," and then being surprised, I said to her, "I'm not surprised. You're a wonderful writer." More important people would get online and respond. And I must say that I am so glad that she allowed me the privilege of being a part of this book because it's now gone to the U.S. I was able to give this book to a friend whose niece had just lost a child in a similar manner. They were told the baby would not live but just for a few hours, and my friend had the opportunity to take the book and to give it to her and to hear her personally respond that what Bobby had faced and some of the challenges and responses were so really mirrored what she is and has gone through. And I have been really not surprised, but I'm really grateful that I can go through my community and go to the hospital and the funeral homes, and because I already have some familiarity with them, be able to give them a copy and hear them say, you know, there have been just in the last few months families coming in and having unexpected death after a pregnancy, and we haven't really had any resources, and thank you. And now we have one to keep at the funeral home, and we know where we can find you if we can ask for more. Mm-hmm. So it's already been a great gift.
Well, quickly, we've got a couple of seconds left. Where can people find out more about you and your work, or even the information about When the Bow Breaks?
They can go to www.bobbyjr.com. My understanding is her book is on Amazon as well now, and they can take a look at my artwork at www.ramonafirst.com.
And that's Bobby with an I, B-O-B-B-I, and first is F-U-R-S-T.
That's right.
All right. Ramona, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Ramona First. If you missed the broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email Robert at artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at Selah13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.